Most of our listeners are familiar with the Public Radio International show This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. And all of our listeners are familiar with the Jimmy Stewart Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. We got to thinking, This American Life, It's a Wonderful Life, This American Life, It's a Wonderful Life. And then before we knew it, well, take a listen to a new show, which we call This Wonderful Life.
And then there's this angel fella, Clarence, takes me all over town. Only the thing is, I've never been born, see? Or
George Bailey is a man like any other. He has a job, he has a family, he lives in a small town. Then something happens on Christmas, and George Bailey is not like every other man. Hello, I'm Ira Glass. This week on This Wonderful Life, we meet George Bailey. Act one of our program. At first glance, George seems to have it all. Wife, kids, even owns his own company. And then one thing goes wrong. One thing. And he tries to kill himself. After that, nothing is ever the same. So everything was just fine, and then your uncle lost $8,000?
No, you're not getting it. Everything wasn't just right. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. I mean, darn it, somehow I just didn't know it. I didn't see what I had. I'd tried to get out of that crummy town my whole life, and then Uncle Billy lost that money, and I was just sick.
So you jumped off the bridge?
No. You see, you've just got it all wrong. I jumped off the bridge to save Clarence.
Wait, I thought Clarence was an angel? An angel can drown?
No, you're just not seeing. Clarence jumped into the water to save me.
But you were on the bridge.
Oh, for the love of you. Clarence knew if he jumped off the bridge, I'd jump in to save him.
And let me make sure I understand this. To prevent you from jumping off the bridge, Clarence tricked you into jumping off the bridge.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Act two of our program. George Bailey is not George Bailey. George believed he'd never been born. He went running through the streets. Nobody knew him. Nobody recognized him. Even his wife recoiled from him in fear. One man who expected this kind of break from George Bailey is Henry Potter, who's known the Baileys for years.
Sort of foolishness I've always expected from George Bailey. Running through town, managed to be arrested, it's a menace. Sort of thing that ruins a town, talking about angels. Angels! Should have killed himself when he had the chance.
So Henry Potter was encouraging you to kill yourself?
No. What are you, deaf? Am I not speaking English here? I've only got one ear that works. Can I lend you that? Potter had the money. Uncle Billy lost it, and I just said I wish I'd never been born.
And that's when Clarence threw you in the river?
Oh, for Pete's sake, I wish I'd never agreed to this interview.
Next week on This Wonderful Life, it's New Year's. David Sedaris is too cool for New Year's Eve. He celebrates in Paris by solemnly hanging around the alleys behind the Champs-Élysées, rolling in the effluvia, sneering, and smoking cigarettes. New Year's Eve, next week, on This Wonderful Life.